Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Whether you live in the pastoral setting of the Kentucky countryside or in a downtown high-rise, one problem, a growing one indeed, is shared increasingly by rural and urban residents alike.
Identity theft has become a major issue for Americans everywhere, and that is all categories. Unfortunately, identity theft does not discriminate for age, for location where you live, economic means, anything. And what we see is literally millions of people having their identity stolen every year.
Dan Smaldone, Public Relations Director for Kentucky Farm Bureau, says the numbers show this problem is not going away.
An independent study was done by Javelin Strategy and Research tracking identity theft data. And in 2010, approximately 8.1 million Americans had their identity stolen.
When it happens, the bad guys do their dirty work posing as you, often using your line of credit. Once it happens, it takes months to correct, and it's not inexpensive.
Individuals pay up to $631 on average in out-of-pocket expenses trying to close their cases.
Oftentimes, victims have to hire legal help to work through the mess. And again, it's not just a city thing.
Whether you live in rural areas, urban areas, whether you are young or old, this crime does not discriminate in any way, shape, or form.
In a minute, a few tips on prevention. We'll be right back.
Hey, race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and three daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
Dan Smaldone, Farm Bureau Public Relations Director, says there are preventive steps all of us should take to spot identity theft problems quickly. One is to do regular credit score checks.
It is required for all three major credit companies, credit scoring companies, to provide free credit checks for each individual annually. And consumers would be wise to do that to make sure that there's no activity going on.
A sign of the times, Kentucky Farm Bureau has begun offering an identity theft recovery program as a free member service. Still, Smaldone says we'd all be wise to be vigilant and proactive in fighting this growing crime.
Keeping an eye on one's credit, watching credit card bills and bank statements closely, and making sure that those are all balanced. Those are great ways to make sure that you protect yourself on a regular basis.
Identity theft. We need to be proactive to deal with it. Be vigilant. Do check your credit score regularly. Stop the bad guys. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.